Okay, let's dive into a problem that I think, it keeps a lot of people in the corporate world up at night. We talk so much about the creator economy on the consumer side. You see YouTubers, TikTokers, just this infinite stream of content.
It's everywhere. Content saturation.
Exactly. But then you look inside a company, specifically in, say, learning and development, L&D, and it's a completely different story. It's like hitting a brick wall.
It is the classic bottleneck problem. You have this massive demand for knowledge, for training, but the production is just, it's scarce.
Right. So if I'm running a training department and I'm using a platform like Paradiso Solutions,
Which is a massive player in the LMS space.
huge player. My distribution is basically infinite. I can send a course to 10,000 employees with one click. But the production,
That's the part that hurts.
actually making the video, recording the audio, writing the quiz, it's still so painfully slow and expensive.
It's the last mile problem of corporate knowledge, and that's really what we're looking at today.
Okay, so let's frame this.
We're looking at a very specific intersection. You have Paradiso Solutions, which provides all the infrastructure, the learning management system, the authoring tools,
The car, so to
the
speak.
car, yes. And then you have this other thing, Auto Content API, which is like the, I guess you could call it the fuel injection system.
The claim on the table is radical efficiency. Paradiso tells its clients they can create courses 5x faster. But, I want to get past the marketing slogan.
Of
I
course.
want to understand how, because usually when someone says 5x faster, it just means they cut a lot of corners and the quality tanks.
And that's the right skepticism to have. The argument here, though, is that we're moving from a manual, almost artisanal process of creating content
One at a time.
to an industrial one. And to really get that, I think we have to trace the life cycle of a course right from the beginning.
Okay, so before you even have a video or a quiz, you have
The blank page.
a blank page, exactly. The famous blank page problem. So let's say you're a Paradiso client. You need a course on the impact of AI on supply chains. A timely topic.
Very. Now, traditionally, you assign an instructional designer. They spend a week, maybe more, just reading articles, pulling reports, writing a storyboard.
That's a week of someone's salary right there, just for one topic.
Right. Now, this is where Auto Content API comes in with its deep research capability. And I want to be really clear about this.
Okay.
This isn't just asking a chatbot to write me an article.
Because we've all seen how that goes. It just makes stuff up, or it gives you this very generic, high school level essay.
Precisely. The difference here is what they call the agent model. The documentation describes these agents accessing the live web.
So, current information.
Yes. They're reading reputable sources,
Right.
SEC filings, the Financial Times, deep industry reports, and they're cross-referencing claims.
It was acting more like a junior research analyst than just a writer.
That's a perfect analogy. It generates a structured report complete with citations. And here's where the real synergy with a platform like Paradiso starts to show. You can set this to recurring research. So imagine a Paradiso client offering a daily briefing course. The system could say, wake up at 6 a.m., scan the specific industry news for that day, synthesize it, and have a fresh report ready for the team by 7 a.m. every single day.
Okay, so that completely changes the definition of a course.
Right.
Usually an LMS is this static library. You make a course and it just sits there for 2 years until it's out of date.
Right.
You're talking about turning the LMS into a dynamic, almost alive news feed.
That's it. It solves the engagement problem. Why should I log into Paradiso today? Because that's where the fresh intel is.
But
And this is a big but.
I was waiting for the but.
Nobody wants to read a five-page generated report first thing in the morning.
No. If you send me a wall of text, that email is getting archived immediately.
And that brings us to the second phase, production. How do you transform that raw intel into something people will actually, consume?
Right.
This is where Paradiso and its users are fighting against what we could call the notebook LM gap.
Okay, break that down for me. Notebook LM, that's the Google tool that makes those viral audio conversations.
Exactly. It kind of introduced the world to this idea that you can dump a document in and get a two-person conversational podcast out. It's really engaging.
But it's a consumer toy.
It's a consumer toy. It's on an island. You can't just plug it into your enterprise workflow.
So, Auto Content is positioning itself as the Notebook LM API alternative.
That's the pitch. So you take that supply chain report we just generated, or better yet, you take a dense 50-page compliance PDF that everyone is supposed to read, but nobody
And
does.
you pipe that into the audio endpoint.
Yep. And instead of a robotic voice just reading the text, which would put anyone to sleep,
You get a dialogue, a host and an expert discussing the fine points of the new compliance policy.
Just like we're doing right now.
It is a bit meta, yeah.
But for a Paradiso user, this is a huge win for what we call mental availability. You can create a private podcast network right inside the company.
So employees can listen to the new safety protocols on their commute.
Or while they're at the gym or doing the dishes, you're unlocking time that was previously just dead air for learning.
Okay, I totally buy the audio argument. Audio's forgiving, but video, this is where I start to get skeptical.
Mm-hmm.
Paradiso really emphasizes its authoring tool for making these interactive courses.
Mm-hmm.
You need visuals, but we all know the second you say the word video, the budget just explodes.
It's the cost reality. A professional video shoot, we're talking cameras, lights, editors, that's easily $3,000 to $10,000 per video.
So if you need 50 videos for a full curriculum, the math just doesn't work. You'd blow your entire budget on the first module.
Oh, we would. Yeah. So how does an API solve this without it looking, you know, cheap?
That's the question.
The tool here is the explainer video endpoint. It takes that same text or report and generates a 60 to 90 second horizontal video.
Yeah. You've
got avatars, lip syncing, automatic subtitles, B-roll footage.
Okay, but let's be honest about the quality. We've all seen those AI avatars that look a little soulless. The uncanny valley is a real problem.
It is.
If I'm an employee, am I really going to take a training video seriously if it's delivered by a digital puppet?
That is a completely valid concern, and it's something L&D managers really have to wrestle with, but you have to weigh it against the alternative.
And the alternative is?
The alternative usually isn't a high-end Hollywood-style production. The alternative is no video at all, or maybe a PowerPoint with a voiceover.
That's a fair point. Compared to a static slide, a moving avatar is definitely an upgrade.
And it's all about the cost arbitrage. The data we have says that making one of these videos via the API costs about 400 credits.
And what's that in real money?
On a business plan, that's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros for a video.
So the question changes. It's not, is the AI avatar as good as a human actor? Maybe not yet. It's, is it infinitely better than a text document? And does it cost 99% less than a human crew?
And the answer to that is yes.
Yes. For a Paradiso client, this just means they can produce at a volume that was unthinkable before. They can have an intro video for every single module, not just the big flagship courses.
It changes the economics completely. It's a total paradigm shift.
It is. And that economic shift gets even more dramatic when we move to the next logical phase, globalization.
Oh, this is a huge pain point.
Right.
Paradiso lists multilingual LMS as one of its key features, right? They serve thousands of companies all over the world.
They do. But having the platform buttons be in German is very different from having the course content be in German.
Absolutely. I've seen this happen. A company has fantastic training in English. Then they open a new office in Berlin or Tokyo, and suddenly
they need to translate everything, and it's a nightmare.
It is. You're hiring translators, then you need German voice actors, then you have to re-edit all the video to match the new audio length.
It can take months.
It completely stalls your international expansion. So auto content supports over 50 languages. But the how is the really interesting part. It's not just slapping on some subtitles.
So you mean it's actually dubbing the audio? It's more like resynthesis. The API takes the original English video, translates the script, generates a new German voice track, and this is the critical part, it can even adjust the avatar's lip movements to match the German words.
Wait, really? So it looks native.
It looks significantly closer to native than a bad out-of-sync dub, and the workflow is instant. A team in the U.S. creates a course, they hit a button, and boom, the Spanish, French, and Hindi versions are generated overnight.
That's the instant globalization strategy they talk about. You're basically multiplying your total addressable market, your TAMB, 5 or 10 times without hiring a single local producer.
You're removing language as a friction point for business growth. It's huge.
Okay, I want to get a little bit under the hood here. We keep throwing around terms like integration and API, and Paradiso prides itself on having 100-plus integrations.
Right.
But for someone listening who isn't a developer, what does this actually look like in practice? Are we just copying and pasting text into a box?
No, and that's a really critical distinction. When something is API first, or what they call headless content production, it means the user might never even see the auto content interface.
Okay, so give me a concrete workflow. How does a Paradiso admin actually use this day to day?
All right, picture this. You use a tool like Make.com or Zapier. These are like the glue that connects different apps.
Yep, familiar with those.
You set up a simple rule, a trigger. The trigger is when a new PDF file is added to Dropbox folder A.
Okay, Simple enough, I could do that.
The action is that this file automatically gets sent to the Auto Content API. The API then does all the work. It extracts the text, writes a script, generates the video, and it even generates a review quiz because it can handle structured data like that too.
And then what happens?
Then the final step. The API pushes that whole package video quiz text directly into the Paradiso LMS as a new draft course.
So the human being literally drags a PDF into a folder, goes to get a coffee,
and comes back to find a drafted course waiting for them in the LMS.
That, the magic workflow.
That's it. It completely changes the role. The human moves from being the builder to being the editor or the curator. You just review the draft, maybe you tweak a quiz question, and you hit publish.
That is undeniably efficient.
Mm.
But I wanted to touch on one specific feature from the notes that feels a little sci-fi. Voice cloning.
Yes. The ability to clone an executive's voice.
This sounds like a potential minefield.
It can be, for sure. But think about the CEO paradox. In any big company, employees say they want to feel connected to the leadership. They want to hear the CEO's perspective.
But the CEO has zero time to go record a weekly podcast or sit for training videos.
Exactly. So the L&D team takes a sample of the CEO speaking at a town hall.
With permission, I hope.
With permission, obviously, yes. They clone that voice model. Then the L&D team can write weekly updates or intros to new training modules and generate them in the CEO's actual voice. Paradiso can then serve up CEO updates indefinitely.
So you preserve the personal touch while removing the bottleneck of the actual person.
You decouple the presence of the leader from the time of the leader.
I can definitely see the utility there, even if it feels a little uncanny. Okay, so we focused a lot on internal training. But Paradiso has a whole other side to its business, right? For external training.
Selling courses online. Turning L&D from a cost center into a profit center.
And any business needs marketing. So how does this whole stack help you actually sell the courses you're making?
This is where we get into things like programmatic SEO.
Okay.
Right. Let's say you want to sell a course on management training. You want to rank on Google for that term in every major city. Management Training Austin, Management Training Seattle, and so on.
The old way was just to make 1,000 identical landing pages and just change the city name.
Which Google absolutely hates. They call it thin content and they'll penalize you for it in the search results.
Right.
But with auto content, you can generate unique multimedia assets for every single one of those pages. You can have a short video that specifically mentions Austin or an audio clip that discusses local management trends there.
So you're flooding the zone with unique, high-value content at scale. It's no longer thin.
Exactly. It solves the thin content problem. And then there's a tactic called newsjacking.
I love that term. It sounds so aggressive.
It's all about reactive marketing. The API can be hooked into social listening tools for X or Reddit. It monitors for keywords. So let's say a new regulation drops in the healthcare sector. Twitter just blows up about it.
And normally, by the time a corporate training company can produce a response, the news cycle has moved on.
It's over. But here, the system spots the trend. The Paradiso client can instantly generate a short, you know, a vertical video for TikTok or YouTube Shorts explaining the new regulation. And at the end, a call to action for their full compliance course.
So you're riding the wave of public interest to drive traffic directly to your course store.
You're reacting at the speed of the internet. It's really the only way to win in the current algorithm.
So if we just step back and look at the whole picture here.
Mm-hmm.
You have Paradiso as the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
the chassis, the wheels, the distribution network.
And auto content is the engine that refines the fuel and makes it go, but I'd go a step further.
Okay.
I think it's like a small-scale industrial revolution for knowledge transfer. We are moving from the craftsman era, where every single course is hand-carved by an expert,
to the assembly line era, which can sound a little cold, maybe.
It can, but think about the results. The speed. What took days or weeks now takes minutes. The cost. You're seeing a 90% reduction, which means you can suddenly afford to make training for really small niche topics that were never profitable before.
That's the long tail argument. You can create a course for just 5 people because it only costs you 4 euros to produce.
Precisely. And the format. One input becomes text, audio, video, and a quiz all at the same time. It's omnichannel by default.
It really changes the job description for an L&D manager.
Completely. You're no longer just a content creator. You're a content architect. Your job is to design the pipelines.
And that leads to the final question I kind of want to leave everyone with today.
Mm.
It's a bit of a brain twister.
Let's hear it.
If creating broadcast quality content becomes, for all intents and purposes, free and instantaneous, if the cost of generating the answer to any question drops to basically zero, what happens to the value of information itself?
That is the ultimate question, isn't it?
Does the competitive advantage, the real skill, shift entirely away from creating knowledge and move to simply knowing which questions to ask the machine in the first place?
I think it has to. In a world of infinite free answers, the real value is in the curation. The machine can answer anything, but it doesn't know what matters until a human tells it.
The value is in the prompt. Something that you want. Thanks for breaking this all down with us.
Always a pleasure.